For a long time, a traditional family was made up of a mother, a father, and 2.5 kids. But things are changing, especially when it comes to who is a typical mother. According to a new analysis of the latest census data from the Pew Research Center, more women in their early 40s today who have never been married have children. Now, you might think that more unmarried mothers is a result of something like teen pregnancies, but those have actually gone down in recent years. So what's behind this trend? For more on that, I spoke with Dr. Megan Costa. She's a demographer who studies fertility at ASU's T. Denny Sanford School of Social and Family Dynamics. And she says this mostly has to do with broad cultural forces that are delaying motherhood and redefining what it means to be a mother.
The rise in fertility outside of marriage is a story in part of the rise of cohabitation. Mm-hmm. So couples increasingly now are choosing to cohabit over marriage, or perhaps even choosing to cohabit for long periods of time prior to marriage. And so it's not necessarily surprising that we see increases of childbearing outside of marriage, given that this is the prevailing pattern and increasing pattern in the ways that couplehood manifests itself. So
yeah.
Individuals do choose to cohabit for longer periods of time prior to marriage to sort of ensure that they are making the choice they want to be making. But in part, also, we are experiencing a longer time to adulthood, or a longer transition to adulthood within the U.S., which is brought about by longer periods of time in school or training for a profession or career development. And this is happening for both men and women. So put these two things put together, both the increase in cohabitation and the longer transition to adulthood, means that when it comes to having children, more people are waiting longer.
Right. So this is intentional. This is not unplanned pregnancies for the most part. This is people choosing to wait and have children outside of marriage.
Yes. So typically when we think of unplanned childbearing, it is in the teenage years, and we have seen that decline over time. But it's not as if the entire age distribution is unintentionally shifting upward. Childbearing is not as easy in the older ages in terms of time to actually get pregnant. So in that way, it is a little more of a selection process, in the sense that these are people who really want to have children.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really interesting. And there's also seems to be more and more women who are choosing to have children on their own, not just outside of marriage. Is that something you can see bear out in the numbers?
So we might think about this Pew study in terms of the proportion of unmarried women in that 40 to 44 age group having children. Some proportion of those women are cohabiting, but it is certainly and likely the case that women are having children without necessarily waiting for a partner.
But let's not forget about the other half of the equation here, the men in this. So what is the role of men in this data? What kinds of decisions are they making that play into this?
It's not as if only women want to have children, but we do see women not necessarily. There is that biological constraint, which, of course, is changing in light of changing technologies. But there is that biological constraint. So more women are thinking about freezing eggs, these types of things. And so because of that, we might expect to be more interested in it from the female perspective. So
yeah.
It's not as if men don't have a role to play. And men are also experiencing this later, just as women are, later acquisition of assets that we traditionally think of as markers of adulthood. So the house, the car, the job, things like this that used to be these markers of adulthood and indicators that you are ready to have children, those are not necessarily happening in the same order that they used to.
So you're a demographer by training, right? So when you look at these sorts of trends, is there any way to tell who this is? Like demographically. So we're talking about older women, but are we talking about college-educated women more likely, or are we talking about everybody?
There is a way. So the American Community Survey does collect data on education, race, ethnicity, et cetera. And so these women are likely, in many cases, to be professional women because of the constraints required of many incompatibilities with developing a career and at the same time having children and pursuing things like maternity leave. So there's a certain amount of institutional effort that needs to be put forth to make these roles compatible, to make the time compatible, to ensure that women are not paying a price for pursuing motherhood at the same time they're pursuing their careers. And until some of these institutional changes are made, we may see a continued postponement.
So big picture then, when you look forward, if the cutoff age for women having children, we're pushing up against that as a larger trend, is this going to end up being a problem in the future? Are we going to not have as many children?
That could perhaps happen to a certain degree. As we see individuals pushing up against an upper limit, perhaps 50 years old, I think there will be an increased awareness of those limitations, right? Everybody learns in part through social learning. You know someone who perhaps waited so long that they had a lot of difficulties getting pregnant. So, and you already see a lot of industry around this. Mm-hmm. On my own Facebook page, I have been advertised several times to freeze eggs, etc. So there are industries popping up around this. There are institutional changes that are being made to increase the compatibility of work and motherhood. Altogether, I'm not convinced that we're headed towards some massive population decline, but I think that there will be some dip, right? There will be a consequence of not having institutions that are compatible with motherhood for women in the workplace.
Megan Costa, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
Megan Costa is a demographer and postdoctoral scholar at ASU who studies fertility.